The Blue Raiders are a senior-based team that have stepped up their skills in the playoffs. With their potent front line and a staunch defense, the Blue Raiders have a chance to do what no other Mid-Penn team has ever done, win a state title. Only one team remains in their way along this quest, and Bob Stitt has his team primed and ready to go in tonight's championship game. Thomas Jefferson High is a mirror image of Middletown. With a balanced attack and great defense, the Jaguars are young and hungry, and they rip through the West with ease. They come to Hershey today expecting to take a state title back with them to District 7. Will this storybook season for the Middletown Blue Raiders soccer team have a happy ending? It's Middletown against Thomas Jefferson. This book's final chapter gets written next. WMSS proudly presents the PIAA Class AA State Championship Boys Soccer Match between the Middletown Blue Raiders and the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. Today's game is brought to you by BAMS Auto Center, Newcomer Oil, Gingrich Memorials, and Glassmeyer Printing Company. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, description, or account of today's broadcast without the express written consent of WMSS Radio is strictly prohibited. It's time to crown a state champion. Will it be the Eastern champ, Middletown, or the Western champ, Thomas Jefferson? It's time to find out. Your home for high school sports, WMSS Middletown and PennLive.com. And good afternoon, everyone, once again from Hershey Park Stadium. Brian Kaiser, along with Coach Carl Wagner, Central Dauphin East. Our technical engineer today is Steve Leedy, statistician Bill Miller. Studio producer is Ian McCourts. We're set for championship soccer. Middletown, Thomas Jefferson. Middletown will start with the ball going right to left at 91.1 on your FM dial. And Gallagher touches the ball to Rados, and we're underway. Quickly, Middletown will put the ball down the far sideline into the defensive third of Thomas Jefferson, cleared away by the Jaguars. Jaguars have it at midfield. That's Sean Wildman. Pokes it past one man, blows is there, trying to knock that ball away from Middletown, but down the far side, Brown will twist it into the Middletown half. Cleared away by Middletown's Ryan Wirtz, and out of play over the far sideline. Throw in for Thomas Jefferson. The Jaguars, a record of 24-0-1 on the season, coached by Dr. Michael Kulish. They are in the black unis with the gold lettering and white trim. Middletown again in the white unis with the blue shorts and the gold trim. Throw in Middletown on the far side. Jason Miller looking down the near wing. Knocked out of play, and they're going to say it's off of Joe Rados. So a throw in coming up for the Jaguars on the far side of the field, approaching midfield. Throw goes to Wildman. Attempted a back heel by Reese. And the far side here is Brown just across midfield. Towing it to the middle of the field. Dropped off Klein looking for Wildman. Poked out of there by Blows, and here comes Middletown the other way. Chance for a counterattack. Miller will send the ball long. Switching the point of attack to the middle of the field, looking for Rados. It ricocheted off of his head and out of the foot of Bologna. Chipped into the box by Pelletier looking for Rados, but he had stopped his run, and the goalkeeper, Jeff Stick, able to come up and grab the ball under no pressure. Carl, this is a battle of two teams, two contrasting styles. Well, not really. We've seen a lot of contrasting styles in these playoffs, but Middletown and Thomas Jefferson tend to play, for the most part, very similar styles.
Yes, Brian, they look to possess the ball, play their little triangles, little possession game, explore each team's defense, and look for the weak link, as they say.
Middletown with a restart after a Thomas Jefferson foul. Wirtz spins it to the far side. Miller dropped by Bologna off to Miller, but Thomas Jefferson able to come up with it. Knocked out to midfield, but Blows repossesses the ball for Middletown. Here's Gallagher chipping it down the middle. Pelletier is 18 yards out from goal, trying to get around his man, but cleared away very nicely by Thomas Jefferson and sent out of the box by Kevin Campbell. There's Wildman. Finds Brown. Dispossessed by Morgan Cup on the far side and drills it off at John Brown on the far side at midfield to win a throw-in for the Blue Raiders. So Middletown with a throw. They throw into the offensive half. Here's Bologna down the right wing. Now cuts it back to the middle of the field. Dispossessed of the ball. And a foul is going to be called against Wildman, Sean Wildman of the Jaguars. So the ball goes to Middletown. Free kick coming up about 39 yards out from goal or so, and it's going to be taken by the left foot of Ryan Wirtz, the Middletown defender. He's going to chip into the box looking for a post, and the play is made by the goaltender, Steak, as no one from Middletown able to get close enough on the near post.
Brian, I'd like to know, what was the mood like at Middletown today in the school with all the kids? Were they excited?
A very exciting atmosphere all day today at school at Middletown. Not just the team at this point. They seemed actually calmer than some of the faculty and some of the students. This community really has gotten behind their soccer team, and this is exciting stuff. The first Middletown State Championship game appearance in any sport since 1968, when the Middletown basketball team was able to win a state championship. And the first time they've appeared since then, so the community has come out in force, and they are here in droves to cheer on their Blue Raiders. And the Blue Raiders have committed a foul in the defensive end of the field of Thomas Jefferson. So TJ will start off the ball once again, headed into the Middletown goal box and cleared away by Wirtz. Up to the near wing. Here's Pelletier, who chips it up to midfield. Rados running onto it. Chips it away from his man. He's taken down. Tackle made by Dan Bash. Bash is the sweeper of this Thomas Jefferson team. And what he did there was he made a sweep tackle of the ankles of Joe Rados to make sure he didn't get a breakaway.
Joey made a great touch there to space, and tackle was very late. Might have been a card in a regulation match, in a regular season match, that is.
Rice chips it towards the box, and Bologna heads it towards goal, but the header not quite enough on it. Easy play for Stick. He's going to boot it up the midfield. You got a couple of goaltenders in this game. 18 shutouts apiece on the year. Great little depth touch by Miller. Gets him around John Brown on the far side. Now flips it down the right wing into the offensive third for Joey Bologna. Bologna can't quite get there in time. Brown wins the ball and sent deep by John Yee of Thomas Jefferson. In the Middletown defensive third, touchback by Wirtz to Stokes, who's going to play the ball in the center of the field to Blows. Taps it on the near side to Reist. We are in the sixth minute of play here from Hershey Park Stadium. A state championship on the line. Still no score, Middletown and Thomas Jefferson. Pelletier down the left wing. Tries to send it to the middle. Cleared away nicely by Bartek. He's an all-stater. And he gets the ball up to Wildman. Ball chipped to the near wing. Won by Middletown and sent high in the air. 50-50 ball. Gallagher able to obstruct his man, but he is called for it at midfield. So it'll be a restart. Thomas Jefferson. Brian Kaiser along with Coach Carl Wagner, AA Boys State Championship 2001. Middletown, the District 3 champion, taking on Thomas Jefferson in this one. Restart by Bash, sent all the way into the box, all the way back to the goalkeeper, Stokes. He misplayed it and got over his head. He was able to just get a paw on it, flip it over the crossbar, but it'll be the first corner kick of the game, this one coming for the Jaguars.
Well, that was a great reaction by Jeremy. He was looking for Ryan Wirtz to head that ball. Ryan ducked, and then the ball took a huge hop, almost hopping right over Jeremy's head. He flicked it over the top. Great, great job. That would have been a nightmare for Middletown.
Left foot of restart off the foot of Scott Gross into the box. It's headed off the crossbar and cleared away. Dan Bash got his head to it for Thomas Jefferson, and Middletown able to clear it away. The great chance there for the Jaguars. Ball sent right back into the box. They're looking for Reese, but headed out by Wirtz. And Middletown will send the counterattack the other way, but Gallagher leads Rados a bit too far down the far wing at midfield, and the ball goes out of play for a Thomas Jefferson throw-in. Throw-in Jaguars, middle of the field. Sent to the right side of the box, into the box for Middletown. Makarevich can't quite clear it. Middletown able to, with Blows, at least get it up to a more neutral position on the right wing. Bartek is there. Flips it over on the near side to Leibenguth. And taken away by Matt Makarevich down the right wing. Here's Rados trying to set up the counterattack. Dropped it off. A little too strong for Makarevich, though. And it'll be a throw-in for Thomas Jefferson on the near side. Throw-in to Wildman. There's Dan Robb. Back to Wildman. Playing a little bit of triangle soccer. Flip back at midfield. Leibenguth to Wildman, center circle. That was Gross to the near side. Bartek runs onto it. Slips down. taken away from him by Rice. He comes up the near wing and flips the ball off of a defender. Out of play, throw in Middletown at midfield. 8 minute of play here from Hershey Park Stadium. No score. Middletown and Thomas Jefferson. Rados with the throw-in. He takes it in the offensive third. Left side. Tries to get around his man in the box, but Bash is there to take the ball away from him and control it up the near wing. Sends the ball towards midfield. Makarevich right back into the box. It goes for Middletown. Yee is there to clear it away for the Jaguars. Sent to the near side. Reist for Middletown. Steps in front of a pass. Wins it. Goes to Rados. Chipped to the middle of the field. There is Pelletier, who brings it to the near wing. He's got Rados right with him. Rados is marked by Bartek. Settles the ball, now flips it down to the overlapping Pelletier. He'll cross, a low cross into the box. Bash couldn't get much of it. Blows will fire, shot, goal! Jeff Blows from 25 has broken the ice, and Middletown in the ninth minute has a 1-0 lead.
Fantastic work rate. Rados on the near touchline. Holds the ball for a Pelletier overlap. Pelletier takes it, whips it in, ball's knocked out to Blows, who's pushed up and has no fear, just pulls the trigger. Goal Middletown.
Unassisted goal from Jeff Blows in the ninth minute, and Middletown leads Thomas Jefferson 1-0. With these two teams, though, you kind of doubt that that's going to be the only goal of the game, but a great way to start for the Blue Raiders.
Well, as we talked about before, Brian, right now is critical for Middletown. They can't lay back. They have to keep attacking and not give anything up here in the next 5 minutes.
Wirtz does a great job stepping in front of a dangerous ball as they were looking for Klein down the far side. Now here comes Middletown the other way on the counterattack. Center circle. Gallagher tries to spin one to Pelletier running down the right side of the center of the field. Gallagher gets it back, but his pass is dispossessed. Stepped in front of by Leibenguth. Up to the center circle. Here comes Thomas Jefferson at midfield. Wildman. Finds his man Klein, sent to the far side, wide open, an opportunity for Brown. He fires, great save from Stokes as he tips it over the bar. What a dangerous foot John Brown has, and Stokes cut off the angle of an unmarked man.
Well, Jeremy read that the whole way, stepped out, cut down the angle, great save. Miller on that right flank, caught ball watching, not coming back on the weak side. That's the book on Middletown. The weak side midfielders have to get back.
Corner kick number two for Thomas Jefferson. Scott Gross will take it. He's more or less a playmaker for this team. Resides in the midfield. He's going to bend an in-swinger with his left foot. Chips it. Looking far side. Ball's going to trickle out. Chip right back to the near post. Almost touched by Thomas Jefferson, but not touched, and it goes over the end line. Out of play. Middletown with a goal kick, and once again, it's something that is not brought up a lot for this Middletown team, Carl, but the defense and the goal keeping presence of Jeremy Stokes has been absolutely huge for this team.
Well, Jeremy comes up big time and time again. He's a great shot stopper, and he proved it right there.
Middletown with the ball at midfield. Bologna gets it right back from Miller. Now sends it to the middle of the field, looking for an on-rushing Pelletier, sent high in the air by Bash to the far side of the field. Rados wins the 50-50 ball. Plays it to himself. They're going to call a dangerous play. His foot, according to the official, was a little bit high. So it's going to be a restart for the Jaguars in their own defensive third on the far side of the field. We are in the 11th minute of play, and a guy who has made some big goals in the playoff, Jeff Blows of Middletown, on a 25-yard blast past the keeper, Jeff Stick, has given Middletown the 1-0 lead. Jaguars with it. They're going to switch the point of attack to the near side, making a diagonal run. That was Dan Robb, but the ball sent out by Middletown. Ben Rice was there, and a foul is going to be called against Thomas Jefferson on the loose ball. So the restart will go to Middletown. That ball's going to be in the neutral third. Wirtz is going to start it with the left foot and send it up across the midfield stripe. Here's Rados bringing it down, carrying on down the left wing. Dribbles it to himself, now passes Pelletier. He's going to cross into the box. Bologna touches it high in the air. Couldn't get much to it. Tries to head it into the box. He's got it on the left wing. Pelletier steps over the ball. Offside is the call as Pelletier was just past the last line of defense. A very close call.
That was great work from Joey Bologna, heading the ball to himself, holding two players off and flicking it to Pelletier. I think he came from an offside position back to receive the ball. That's what that call was.
Today's game is being brought to you, commercial-free during regulation play, by Newcomer Oil. Our thanks to them for bringing you this game here on WMSS and PennLive.com. Throw in coming up for Middletown. Pelletier will throw in on the near sideline near midfield. Goes to Rados, approaching the offensive third for the Blue Raiders. Rados, double team. Wildman takes it away. Good play from the Jaguars. And Makarevich fouls Evan Brown of Thomas Jefferson. He's just a freshman. This Thomas Jefferson team, a very young team. Only three seniors starting for this squad, and their best player isn't even here, a sophomore, due to injury, that being Ricky Costanzo.
Their goalkeeper's a sophomore, and he looks pretty good in the back as well.
Bash will send it in, into the box for Middletown, headed away by Blows. Now to the near wing. Wildman is there, marked by Pelletier. Tries to get by him, does. But Makarevich is there to help out, and Middletown able to send the ball over to the near side, and it's going to force a long throw coming up for Thomas Jefferson, right side of the box. We're in the 13th minute of play. It's Middletown 1, Thomas Jefferson nothing. Again, the boys AA state soccer championship on the line here at Hershey Park Stadium. John Yee will take the throw. Into the box it goes. High in the air. Man slipped in the box for Thomas Jefferson, and Middletown able to send it out. Bologna running over towards it. Brown couldn't get to it, and the ball sent back up to Rados approaching midfield. Sent right back in by Thomas Jefferson, though, and Brown carries up the left wing, chips it long, looking to get it into the box. Reese is there, marked by Middletown, and able to send it over the sideline are the Blue Raiders. I believe, was that Wirtz? No, actually, that was Rice, who was over there normally on the right side, playing the left side on that restart. And he's able to knock the ball out of play, but a corner kick once again for Thomas Jefferson from the far side of the field, left side of the Middletown goal box. Again, taking the corner will be Scott Gross. Twisted in with the left foot. And that ball's going to go over top of the goal, out of play, and it will be a goal kick for Middletown. He didn't bend it enough in a Middletown. And they keep giving up these corners, Carl, and that's something that can be very dangerous against a very talented team.
Yes, against any team, you don't want to give up a lot of corners or a lot of those long throws. It looks like that Yee kid has a long throw as well.
Middletown going to be substituting shortly. Mike Martin's going to check in the game for the Blue Raiders off of Coach Bob Stitt's bench. Ball sent by Middletown into the Thomas Jefferson end, but the Jaguars have it. That is Gross to the middle of the field. Wildman looking into the box, has a man. Left side and slipping down and falling as he went after the ball. That was John Brown once again getting loose as Wirtz was over there and Miller was over there also to try to help out, but neither one was right on him.
That was a great ball. Split the Middletown defense, and they just couldn't handle it going to goal on the far side.
Jason Miller will be the substitute. He will come out of the game, and Mike Martin will check in for him for the Blue Raiders. Goal kick from Middletown, headed out of play by Thomas Jefferson, approaching midfield. Middletown quickly throws in to Rados. Right wing, now into the offensive third. Will chip it back, and he will win a throw-in once again for Middletown. Throw-in will be taken by Martin. Throws in. Gallagher takes the ball, now brings it to the middle. Chips to the feet of Rados, 25 yards out from goal. Here comes Gallagher, steps around one man, dribbling through traffic. Into the box he goes. Open is Makarevich, shot just over the bar. Beautiful stuff from Pat Gallagher, niftily dribbling through traffic and finally finding the open man.
Well, it's about time. It's about the third time Pat has touched the ball. He, again, every game we say it, Gallagher needs to touch the ball. He needs to make things happen. Did a nice little inside combination with Joey Rados, and then he laid the ball off to Mac, and Mac just missed the goal.
The goal kick. One by Middletown in midfield. Here's Pelletier. He's unmarked on the near wing. With speed, into the box, headed high in the air by Bologna. Rados chips it towards goal, saved away by Thomas Jefferson at the last second. Yee got to it just in time. That ball was going into the goal, but Middletown now has the ball back. Bologna, Martin, chips it high in the air, and that's going to go to the goaltender on the far post. Oh, a great opportunity for the Blue Raiders. The goaltender off of his line, and Rados flipped it by him just could not get enough on the ball to get it over the goal line.
Play of the game right now. That would have been big for Middletown had they scored there.
We are in the 17th minute of action here from Hershey Park Stadium. Middletown on a Jeff Blows goal, leading 1-0. over Thomas Jefferson, and Morgan Cupp plays the ball out from the Middletown defense. Approaching midfield now for Thomas Jefferson, and they will substitute into the game. Dan Robb will check back into the game for the Jaguars. Out of the game comes, that is going to be Scott Gross, going to take a little bit of a breather. It's a team that is not afraid to substitute players. They have a rotation of about 13, 14 guys. Gallagher off the restart, trying to find Pelletier down the near wing. It's stepped in front of by a Thomas Jefferson player, but Rados gets it back and flips it right back to Pelletier on the left wing. Bring it to the near wing, and he can't quite control the ball. He was bumped a little bit by Bartek, and that threw him off his game just a touch. So it's going to be a throw-in coming up for Bartek of Thomas Jefferson on the near side. In their own defensive third, the throw-in goes to the midfield area. That is Adam Klein back to Bartek. Pelletier, great pressure, forces the ball all the way back in the goal box, and Stick had to run up to actually grab the ball before Pelletier got there.
Well, that's great work by Jason Pelletier. I'll tell you, Brian, I'd like to see Jason not be so predictable. They're springing him down this left flank here, and he whips the ball in almost every time. Next time or time after that, let's see if he can fake that and then beat the guy and go right to goal.
Bologna makes a diagonal run into the offensive third. He gets the ball blocked by Yee, gets it back, and flips it down on the right side of the box to Rados. Rados is marked by Leibenguth. Chips it towards the box. Nobody from Middletown, though, making a run, and again, Stick off of his line to grab it. So Thomas Jefferson, they've weathered at least the early storm after Middletown scored the goal. In fact, they have had the better of the play since that time. They head the ball now to an open Dan Robb down the right side of the box. Tries to cross it, deflected away by Mike Martin of Middletown. Back onto the ball of the Jaguars, right side. They get around Makarevich, but Makarevich wins it back. He's going to be called for a foul, though. Both players, he and Wildman, were going after the ball, and they're going to call the foul on Makarevich. So basically what amounts to a corner kick that's about 5 yards closer towards the goal, right side of the goal box, and Sean Wildman will take this one for Thomas Jefferson. Chipping far post, high in the air goes one player, but it's chested out by Middletown over the goal line. Corner kick coming up, Thomas Jefferson on the far side.
That was a nice little restart there. The big man coming through dummied the ball in the air to the far post guy, but the Middletown defender was there and just knocked it out of bounds.
Let's see who's going to take this restart. It's actually going to be Adam Klein to toe this one up with Gross out of the game. In swinger to the head of Gallagher on the far post, able to send it out of the area. And Middletown able to send the ball all the way out of the box area. And here comes Bologna trying to spring the counterattack. Just sends it into the center circle. Middletown steps in front of a pass. Gallagher is there, but Bartek sends it right back into the offensive end for Thomas Jefferson. Ball played back to the defenders. Here comes one man. Loses the ball to Dan Bash, and here is Gallagher trying to spring Pelletier down the near wing. Ball deflected by Bash. He did well to come back and win that ball back and at least stop the counterattack. Pelletier can't control and down to the middle of the field. Klein trying to run towards it. Morgan Cupp able to send that into the Middletown half. Rados. Play on, says the official, because Middletown has the advantage. Rados trying to spring Bologna down the right side of the box, but it bent too much towards the keeper, and Stick is there. We're a little over halfway gone here in the opening period, the opening half of play here from Hershey Park Stadium. Middletown leading 1-0 over Thomas Jefferson. A foul called at midfield against Middletown will give Thomas Jefferson once again a very dangerous restart opportunity. Here's Bash. He's going to tow it up just to the side of the center circle. Going to get to send this one long in play with the right foot. Dan Bash twists it towards the near post, and Stokes is up high to grab it. I thought also Blows might have gotten a piece of shirt. At least that's what Sean Wildman thought as he went towards goal. But Middletown able to stop that attack, and Stokes boots the ball up to midfield. Sent back down in the Middletown end. Brown tries to keep it in. He does not. The official very slow making that call and finally blew his whistle, and we're going to have substitutions as Middletown will bring Jason Miller back in the game. Ian Steele, who's played some good minutes off the bench for Middletown, will come in. Martin and Makarevich out.
Now with 18 minutes left, I think this is a good move. Give these guys a little rest. Ian Steele's been providing excellent minutes for Middletown, especially defensively on the flank. So this is smart coaching from the Hoover Stitt team down there.
Middletown with it, blows, sends the ball into the Thomas Jefferson end, into their defensive third. Rados pressuring Bash, but Bash steps around him and comes up the far wing. Trying to get around Gallagher, does, but can't get the ball past Miller. Here's Middletown with a chance. Gallagher's going to switch the point of attack to the near side. Pelletier has a step offside. And he was just a step behind Bartek on the near side. So it will be a restart for the Jaguars in their own defensive third. Middletown coming into this game, just one loss on the season. That to Bishop McDevitt, a game that their fifth and seven games, so the team was a bit worn down that game and could not put anything on the goal. And this Thomas Jefferson team had one game similar, except the team that they played could not put anything in the goal, and neither could TJ. Ball to the center of the field. A foul is going to be called.
Oh, that is not a good call.
I'm assuming
a high kick on your own player. That's not good.
Rados got the foot up. Of course, nobody around him but white shirts, which is all Middletown, so it's going to be a restart anyways for Thomas Jefferson. Jaguars will boot it. Bash again from the center circle. Sends in the Middletown end. Headed away by Middletown to the far side. Miller and Brown in a foot race. Miller wins the ball and sends it towards the middle of the field. There's Cup to run onto it. Sends it long to Rados at midfield. Tries to chip it back for Bologna, who is rushing on, but Yee is there to step in front of it. That switches the point of attack to the near side. Flipped over on the near side, and Steele is able to get there and head it out of play to the near wing.
I'll tell you, Brian, number 23, Greg Liebenguth, is that how you say it? He is doing a great job on Joey Rados. I can tell, I can see why he's all state.
Bartek with it. Flips it for Thomas Jefferson to Evan Brown. Steele knocked him off the play, and the last touch was made by Evan Brown of Thomas Jefferson, so it'll be Middletown who will get the goal kick. 24th minute of action, 1-0 Middletown, the lone goal of the game thus far, a goal in the ninth minute. Jeff Blows, who has had some huge goals in the playoffs for Middletown, the game winner against Radnor, basically the game winner against Lancaster Mennonite. And now the opening goal here against Thomas Jefferson in the state championship game, a 25-yard blast that found the upper left corner past Thomas Jefferson goalkeeper Jeff Stick. Middletown called for a foul about 35 yards out from goal, a restart opportunity, and Yee is going to be the one taking it for the Jaguars. He's going to bend this one with the right foot. He's just on the left side of the field towards the near post, headed out by Middletown. That was Wirtz who got up that time and headed it over the end line. It's going to be another corner kick for Thomas Jefferson. So Middletown continues. It's one of those bend, don't break type of defenses so far for the Blue Raiders, and that's very dangerous in soccer.
Yes. I mean, teams that aren't used to doing that, end up getting scored on.
Cross off the corner, twist right to the hands of Jeremy Stokes. And the Middletown keeper is sure with his touch. And Middletown will boot the ball up to midfield. Yee's going to try to keep the pressure right back on. Heads it into the Middletown half to Adam Klein. But Cup runs onto it, trying to get it past the defense. Cannot do it. And here's Wildman with it for Thomas Jefferson down the far wing. Brown. That's John Brown. Chipping into the box, looking for his brother, Evan Brown. But Wirtz is there in front of him. Middletown will try to counter once again. Bologna. To Rados, looking back to Bologna, who was rushing down the right wing. Rados couldn't quite get a pass, but Gallagher steps in front of it. Rados flips it over to Gallagher, flips it down the far side. They tried to play the offside trap, and they got him. Just barely Bologna behind the last point of defense. And that is the offside trap right there, Carl. We saw
it. Very disciplined from the Thomas Jefferson backs, but Middletown's almost playing sort of a counterattacking style here. Gallagher's sitting a little deeper, and Rados is playing more of a target position, and they're trying to get Thomas Jefferson in a numbers down situation.
And they have done well to do that. They just haven't scored on the counterattack so far. They have scored, though, the only goal of the game. Rados trying to get around Liebenguth. He does, because he pushed him a little bit, and it's going to be a restart on the foul for the Jags. So the restart in their own defensive third of the field for Thomas Jefferson. And again, Bash will take this long kick. We're now in the 27th minute of action here from Hershey Park Stadium. Brian Kaiser along with Coach Carl Wagner. Wherever you are, be it on WMSS 91.1 FM in Middletown, listening to us on the radio, or PennLive.com. Wherever you are on the World Wide Web, glad you could join us. Pelletier from Middletown in the offensive third, trying to flip it down to Ian Steele, but Dan Bash is there, tools the ball off of Steele over the end line. It's going to be a goal kick for the Jags. The road into this game for these two squads has been tough on both sides, especially considering coming into this game. These two teams really rolled over a lot of competition. Middletown in the state playoffs, a 2-1 overtime thriller against Radnor, then a 5-2 game where they just basically hit on all cylinders against Dallas, the District 2 champ, and then a 2-0 win over Lancaster Mennonite in the Eastern Finals. Here's Pelletier down the left wing, chips into the box, just over the goaltender, Leibenguth knocking Rados down to the box, and we are going to have a call in the box against Leibenguth. Is this a penalty kick?
Well, the referee has his hand raised as if it's an indirect kick, so I think he might be calling an obstruction instead of the PK, which, I tell you what, Rados got whacked, leveled, tackled right by the near post. That was very dangerous. He could have, got his head smacked pretty good there.
How about an indirect kick from 6 yards away? Indirect kick, Rados to touch it, and Miller to whack it. We'll see what happens. Great chance for the Blue Raiders, especially if they can get any sort of rebound. A huge wall in front of the goal for Thomas Jefferson. Rados. The whistle blows, taps it, fired, knocked down by the wall and dropped out to the right side of the box. Rados chips it right back in. High in the air is Bologna. To the feet of Pelletier, chipped in and out and wide to the left. Our angle was not the best. I thought that was going in, but instead it did spin wide of the mark. And a great foul, none. A foul called against Middletown also anyways. But Leibenguth, I guess in retrospect now we can call it a great foul as Rados was knocking on the door on the far post off a beautiful cross from Pelletier, and that foul probably saved a goal.
Well, I'll tell you, I think Thomas Jefferson's very lucky. Players and teams are taught that anytime there's an indirect free kick inside the six like that, everybody get all 10 men on that line plus the goalkeeper, and they didn't have that, so they're very lucky.
Ball sent into the Middletown box. Morgan Cupp spins the ball over the far side of the field. Over the sideline, throw in Thomas Jefferson. Couple more substitutions for the Jags. Let's take a look at the road that the Jags have traveled to get here. A 5-2 victory over Harbor Creek, the District 10 runner-up. Then a victory over Beaver by a score of, don't have that here on the program, a throw-in into the box by Thomas Jefferson, headed away by Blows. Bartek is there, drops the ball back for Yee, sends it right back into the box, spins it far side. Can the man run onto it? He cannot. Cannot get there in time. That was Kevin Campbell rushing over there. Then the big win was the win over Shadyside for the Jags, 3-1 in the Western Final, a team that really it was considered, along with South Park, the main threat to the Jags in the western half of the bracket. Middletown off the goal kick. Rados drops to the middle of the field, looking for Gallagher, instead dispossessed nicely by Reese. Gallagher trying to win the ball back. He's going to be called for a foul on Brian Bartek. So it'll be a restart for the Jags as we are just now into the 31st minute of play. And Middletown again, a 1-0 lead over the Jags. Raiders have the lead here on a Jeff Blows goal. Restart coming up, though, for the Jags. Basically in the center circle. Bash will boot it into the Middletown box. High in the air goes Morgan Cupp to head it out. 50-50 ball won by Middletown. There's Bologna. He's going to clear the zone over the far sideline. Throw in Thomas Jefferson. And actually it's going to be chipped off of a Thomas Jefferson player last, so it's Middletown who will get the throw in quickly, trying to counter with the throw. Here's Rados dribbling around Leibenguth. Gets around him. He has a step on him. Now looks to cross. Leibenguth knocks him down and is going to be called for a foul once again.
Great stuff from Rados there. A little stop and go, shake and bake. Got Levin Guth a little too close to him, and he whacked Joey Rados. Free kick. Let's see what we can do.
Today's game brought to you commercial free during regulation by BAMS Auto Center. Our thanks to them for their support of Middletown Soccer here on WMSS. Makarevich will take the free kick. He's going to bend it in. Outswinger headed by Gallagher to the foot of Blows, and it just went wide to the left. Blows wasn't quite ready for it to come right to his foot, or he had an open net on the far side.
Yes, great ball from Mac, and Pat Gallagher, great composure in the air. Doesn't head the ball to the goalie at a terrible angle, so he heads it back. Blosey went off his size 10 and a half, out of bounds.
So the free kick, the restart on the goal kick goes to Thomas Jefferson, but Middletown wins the ball. Here's Makarevich carrying on. Diagonal into the box, looking across, looking for Bologna and stick, able to run over the ball as it just went past the head of Bologna towards the far post. Another great opportunity for Middletown as the last few minutes have been all Blue Raiders. Stick sends the ball long. In the Middletown end, just barely, Miller taps the ball towards the middle of the field, but here comes Gross. Cup steps in front of the pass. Gallagher is the man who is the recipient of the pass, looking for Pelletier, but just a touch too slow, and Bartek steps in front of it. Chance for the Jags to counter. Down the near wing. Now stepping over the ball, bringing it to the middle of the field. Middletown got in the passing lane, and Gallagher works, and Pelletier is the guy who runs onto it. A lot of room for Pelletier. Jason Pelletier on the left wing, and he works the ball off of Bartek out of play. Throw in coming up Middletown on the near sideline, just short of the offensive third for the Blue Raiders. Makarevich to take the throw. Matt Makarevich throwing in to Joey Rados, to his chest. He right foots it back. Makarevich is there. Flips it to Pelletier in the middle of the field. Drops it off for Blows. He's about 35 yards from goal. Dispossessed the ball by Besh, and a chance for the counterattack. Here come the Jags. They send it long, and Middletown is there in front of the pass. Works the last line of defense. Sends the ball up and off of a Jaguar player out of play. Throw in Middletown at midfield on the far side of the field. Again, this game for the AA Boys Soccer Championship in the state of Pennsylvania for the year 2001. And we're all witness to it here, whether you be here in the stands or listening on your radio or watching your TV with the sound down there and listening to us. Or if you're listening on the World Wide Web, we'd like to thank all of those folks tuning in on the World Wide Web, those folks who may be Middletown alum following the success of the school, the first ever opportunity for the Middletown School District to win a state championship in soccer. And here's Middletown, a beautiful pass. Rados, Bologna chips into the box, looking for Pelletier, headed away by Thomas Jefferson, and Makarevich almost able to head the ball back towards goal. Instead, it's Gallagher who tracks onto it. Pelletier, left side of the box. Now cuts across with the right, spins it towards goal and stick. Calls off his defender, Bash, and makes the play. No one making a run on the near post. Everyone was on the far side. And stick will boot this ball away for the Jaguars. Up the midfield it goes. Backheaded by Gross, but flipped high in the air by Wirtz of Middletown. Gallagher to the near side. There is Pelletier. He has Makarevich overlapping. Tries to play it to him. But the ball played away by Campbell first to the foot of Bartek. He loses it, gets it back. Rados deflects it, and Bash will blast it up the midfield. Morgan Cup wrestling there with Adam Klein, but Wirtz is there to help out also, able to get to the ball first. Now it's Middletown once again trying to force the attack. Can Mike Martin get there? He does, but not quite in time. Throw in coming up, Jaguars down the far side. Substitution coming in the game as John Brown has gotten his rest from Thomas Jefferson, and we'll check back into the game on that left wing.
Well, I'll tell you, Brian, it's kind of nice to be here doing this game and not having Quaker Valley here. Quaker Valley's here almost every year, and I guess this Thomas Jefferson team took care of them this year by a score of 7-1.
And that was one of the games. The other game, Quaker Valley, was a lot closer, 2-0 was the final in that one, but Thomas Jefferson definitely showing themselves, and Rados, a beautiful back heel looking for Pelletier, couldn't quite get him in time. And we're going to have a block call, and I think that's going to be against Middletown. Rice bodying up against Reese, very close to the goal, and that call was made by the official all the way up at midfield, saw that one. So
Yeah, well, Ben has his work cut out for him tonight. These forwards from Thomas Jefferson move. They post up very well, and the defenders at Middletown, Cup's doing a good job. Ben's doing a good job. They just need to keep it up.
About 4 minutes left to go here in the first half. Middletown on a Jeff Lowe's goal in the ninth minute. Has a lead of 1-0. But Dan Bash from about 40 yards out has a chance to restart on an indirect kick. Chips into the box. Looking. Stokes is there. Punches it out and is absolutely submarined. No call. And the ball played out by Middletown, I believe, over the far side of the field. Stokes was undercut by a Thomas Jefferson player. I mean, blatant that time. And that's not just through my Middletown colored glasses. That's through anybody's colored glasses where Stokes got drilled in the legs. The only thing I can think of is if the Thomas Jefferson player got knocked into Stokes, but that's tough to see. Throw in Yee, far side. Throw into the box, and Stokes pushes his man away. A smart play from the goaltender, knowing he was going to get the benefit of the doubt anyways on any close call, pushes his man away and grabs the rock.
Well, that's the life of a goalkeeper. As an ex-goalkeeper, when you're up in the air, you're due to get hit every once in a while. And like Jeremy, you just have to get back up and play the game and go get the ball.
Jaguars with the possession. Send it back to the near side. Bash dummies it through a dangerous play, but Yee was there. Sent to the center of the field. Martin trying to get there for Middletown. Does force the ball over to Blows, but the ball deflected back in the Middletown half. Morgan Cup will send it down the right wing, looking for Martin. Brown is there, and Martin tries to tow the ball off of him. It's going to be a throw-in coming up for Thomas Jefferson on the far side of the field. So the Jaguars throw into the foot of Wildman. He chips high in the air looking for Brown, but Cup is there to blast that ball. And nicely done, keeping it in play. Right to the foot of Rados. Gets around Leibengut. Chips to the middle field. Here comes Pelletier. Who will get there first? It's the goaltender stick, who just barely beats a speedy Jason Pelletier on the near wing.
Well, that was a great ball by Rados, but what was even better was how he collected that blast, that 40-yard blast, rainbow coming down, and he just softly feathered it to the ground on his shoelaces. That was miraculous. That was magic.
Ball sent by Thomas Jefferson, left side of the Middletown box, and Stokes going to play it with the feet, bring it to the goal box, pick it up. Dangerous play from Stokes, but he does it calmly and picks the ball up as we're in the final 2 minutes of play here in the first half. Stokes blasts the ball up the midfield to the foot of Bologna. Has Martin open down the right wing, is going to play it to him. Here's Martin running diagonally. It was deflected by a Jaguar player, though, and just enough to have them run onto the ball. Brown up to midfield, looking for the feet of Reese. He gets around Cup, who had slipped down to the middle of the field. There's Wildman, who's open. A lot of space. Wirtz closes onto the ball, chipped towards the far post, and Stokes gathers it up. No delay from the senior keeper of Middletown once again makes the big play.
Tremendous, tremendous job from Stokesy reading that through ball. And I'll tell you, an excellent job by Morgan Cup just sort of running in front of that Thomas Jefferson forward before he got to the ball, sort of shielding him.
Rice outruns his man for the ball. Now dribbles the ball up the near wing. It stays in play, though. Crossed by Evan Brown in the box. Backheaded by one of the Jaguars and sent to the far side of the field where the first man onto it is Blows. He'll twist the ball towards the midfield area. Yee will send it right back in. Last minute of play here in the first half. Left side of the box, cleared away by Blows up the right wing. Middletown approaching midfield with Bologna. He chips the ball off of Yee out of play for a Middletown throw-in on the far sideline. Jason Miller will check back into the game with 31 seconds and counting left to go in the first half for Mike Martin. And I believe Miller may even be taking the throw-in, or they're going to let Cup to it, but very slowly doing it because Middletown is going to be very content to take a 1-0 lead into halftime, I'm sure. Cup will throw in right side of the field, taking his good old time. 10 seconds left in the first half. Throw in looking for Rados. In fact, he didn't even keep the ball in play. Throw in for Thomas Jefferson. It's going to matter very little. There is the buzzer. And we have played one half of soccer, and the Middletown Blue Raiders have a 1-0 lead over the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. We're going to step out for a quick break. When we come back, we'll run some halftime statistics and do a whole lot more at halftime. Middletown over Thomas Jefferson at the half. 1-0. Here on WMSS and PennLive.com. One half of soccer left to go, and we are underway here in the second half. Thomas Jefferson starts with the ball. Down the far wing, into the neutral third they go. Now to the foot on the far side, there's Wildman. Chips it over on the far wing. Chipped into play by Klein, right side of the box. Here comes Gross, plays it low on the ground. Blows, gets a foot to it, and Cup able to clear it. The ball was just behind Justin Reese, the leading goal scorer on this Jaguar team. Middletown sends it long, a bounding ball. True to the head of Bash, but won by Pelletier. Rados, nice job staying on side, left side of the box. Here comes Pelletier. Bash, trying to work him off the ball. Played in the middle. Rados tips it down, didn't get all of it, and the keeper able to grab it and stick. Makes the save. Rados tried to settle that ball. Did a good job staying on side, but just didn't get anything on the shot.
Yeah, that was a great run by Pelletier, sneaking behind the defense, and Joey Rados recognizing those backs are smart. They pulled up quickly.
Gallagher sends one long to Pelletier, chips it to the near side. Rados steps in front of the passing lane. There's Bologna, chips it far side, looking for the head of Pelletier. No, but Gallagher runs onto it. Shot from faith. Goal! Pat Gallagher from 15 yards out with a left foot, and Middletown has a two-goal lead!
What a shot by Galley, baby. Left-footed off the corner of the 18. Far post, buried it.
The pressure from Middletown. The forwards come out, and then the midfielder Gallagher buries it in the back corner of the net past goaltender Jeff Stick. 2-0 Middletown here just in the 42nd minute of the second half.
I wonder what they're doing back in Phillips. I hear there's a crowd back there, Brian.
I hear there is, too, and I think there's a crowd a lot of places right now in our listening area as the Blue Raiders, the District 3 champs, and not long away if they can hold a two-goal lead from being the state champs. A lot of soccer yet to play, though, here at Hershey Park. Thomas Jefferson with the ball. Wildman comes down the center of the field, chipping. Looking into the box, instead it's Ben Rice clearing the ball away. Couldn't get it past his man Adam Klein, but finally does when he gets it back. Blasted over on the far sideline at midfield. Throw-in coming up for the Jaguars. Throw-in by Leibenguth. Tries to keep it high in the air. Headed back towards the middle of the field. Won by Middletown, and Blows is going to tow that thing up across midfield. Back to the foot of Dan Bash. Bash left foots it. Again, deflected by Blows, into the offensive end. Rados couldn't quite get it around Bash. Bash trying to dribble through traffic. He can't get past Pelletier. Three-on-two break. Rados in the middle. Rados shot. Goal, Middletown! Joey Rados makes it 3-0 off a beautiful assist from Pelletier.
Great job. Great finish by Joey Rados. Looked up. It's the old three Ps. Push, peek, and place. Placed it right in the back of the net. Tremendous pass from Pelly. Great work from Middletown. They smell blood now.
Rados had a point-blank shot very early in this second half. We're still very early in the second half, just 3 minutes into the second half. And a good goal scorer like Joey Rados isn't going to miss that second chance at an open net. Rados makes it 3-0 Middletown. Blue Raiders not far now. Can they hold the three-goal lead is the only question now, stopping Middletown from completing this storybook season. Middletown wins the ball at the neutral third. That's Ben Rice. Puts the left foot to it. Ball slid out of bounds by the Jaguars. Throw in Middletown. Rice will take it. Rice will take it at midfield to throw in on the far side of the field. And this crowd, which has gotten bigger and bigger, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a Wildcats game except for when they gave away Hershey Park passes with a crowd this big, and it's almost all blue and gold here. Maybe the entire town of Middletown, anybody who could get out of work or anything else that they had to do, is here at the stadium. Ball sent by Morgan Cup up the right wing, out of play, throw in for Thomas Jefferson. Bash. In his own defensive third, sends it up to midfield. Blows once again, wins a ball in the air, and he's undercut. But they're going to call a foul against Blows. They're going to say he pushed off against Scott Gross. So it'll be a restart coming up for Thomas Jefferson. We are in the 44th minute of play, and what was a 1-0 lead for Middletown at the half has turned into a 3-0 lead after goals from Gallagher and Rados to start off the second half. Bash sends it into the box. Backheaded by Klein to the foot of Reese. Taken away by blows of Middletown, sent up the field. Here's Rados with a chance to counter. Down the left wing has Pelletier cutting down the center of the field. He's onside. He is open into the clear. Pelletier gets around the keeper, and he will score! Goal! Goal for Jason Pelletier, and Middletown has a 4-0 lead.
Well, Joey Rados held the ball. Pelletier looked at those last two defenders. Serve was in. Thomas Jefferson looking for the offside trap. No call. Deke the keeper. All she wrote.
And it may be all she wrote. 4-0 Middletown. What an explosion to start off the second half. The Thomas Jefferson coaches over there right now just shaking their heads, cannot understand what's going on with their team. Dr. Michael Kulish and his staff have just absolutely seen their team come out and give up counterattack after counterattack here in the second half.
Well, Coach Kulish, it was 2-0, and I think he got a little over-anxious. He pushed his forwards up. He pushed that defender, Ligonguth, out. He pulled them out, and he went to three backs, and right there, that gave Middletown. As soon as you go three backs against a team like Middletown, you're giving up chances.
And this Thomas Jefferson team has only been down in a game 2 times this season. That may be something coming back to haunt them, the fact that the soccer right now in the West definitely, based on what we've seen over the years, definitely on the whole is not as strong as the soccer that is played in the East.
Well, generally, that is the case. Now, you have Quaker Valley, who's dominated AA soccer out there and in the state championship for quite some time. Octorora beat them a couple of years ago. But you're right, Brian. Eastern soccer is a bit more advanced.
Ball headed in the box. Shot by Brown is wide of the mark to the left of the Middletown cage. Goal kick coming up for Middletown off of the restart. An opportunity for the Jags. But once again, they come up empty. Middletown, wow, what an explosion in the second half for Coach Bob Stitt's squad. Some guys who know how to put the ball in the back of the net, and it's almost like all of them want a chance to put a ball in the back of the net in the state championship game, and most of them are getting a chance. Bologna sends it up the near side. The only forward for Middletown who hasn't scored a goal yet, he's had some huge ones in the playoffs. Rados trying to win the ball from Ghost. Yee comes up the near side, dispossessed by Miller to the middle of the field. There's Bologna, chips it back to Miller, into the box, looking for Pelletier, but cleared away. Right to the foot of Rados, though. He's going to play it far side, switch to the point of attack, chested down by Makarevich, shot by Pelletier, wide of the mark to the right.
Well, you're talking about Joey Bologna hasn't had a goal today, but he has worked his butt off out there. So Joey contributes. Maybe he doesn't get a goal today, but he's contributed in many other ways out there on the field, working his body.
You know for sure that I don't think there's a single guy on this Middletown team who cares if they score a goal in the state championship game, as long as they're the ones wearing the gold medals at the end of it. Yee sends it long up the near wing into the Middletown defensive third. Ryan Wirtz is there. Steps in front of Reese and now plays it back to Morgan Cup. He's going to send it to the near side. Back to Wirtz. Into the box, though, crossed by Thomas Jefferson and blows, tapped it down to Rice, who clears it to the center circle. Ligonguth is there. Yee plays it back into the Thomas Jefferson end. Back to Bash. He's going to left foot it up to John Brown. Bringing it up the near wing. Morgan Cup heads it to the near wing. Yee is on to it. Cup slides it out of play to the near sideline.
Well, Brian, I hate to sound like the old coach here, but if I'm Coach Stitt, I'm over there imploring to my guys, saying, ignore the scoreboard. It's still 1-0. We have to play very, very hard and not let Thomas Jefferson get back in this ball game.
This is a Thomas Jefferson team who all season has given up 8 goals. They've given up 4 here today. Rados off of the restart to Pelletier, back to Rados, who sends it long, but Bash had snuck back and is easily onto that ball into the Thomas Jefferson half of the field. Middletown now playing five backs right now, as Rice, along with Cup, Blows, also Wirtz, and now Jason Miller playing further back in the back line with Middletown having this huge lead. Foul called in the midfield, and Middletown will be the recipient of it. It'll be a free kick for the Blue Raiders.
Yeah, as long as Thomas Jefferson has the ball in their defensive third of the field, I wouldn't even chase him around. I'd let him have the ball back there. The clock is your friend right now.
Middletown with a 4-0 lead. That's right, folks. 4-0. If you turn things off, you stopped to get something at halftime and wanted to come back and catch the second half and turn it on a little bit too late, you miss goals by Gallagher, Rados, and Pelletier within 3 minutes of each other, giving Middletown this huge lead. Foul called in the midfield area against Middletown. Gallagher pushing off against Gross, so the restart will go to the Jaguars. We are into the 49th minute right now. And Middletown, and if Middletown can hold on here, Carl, this will be the first ever state championship for a Mid-Penn soccer team since the inception of the state playoffs.
Fantastic. There are a lot of Mid-Penn coaches and players from other teams here today. I think some of the players might have left school a bit too early today, but I'd probably let my son go a little early to watch this.
Ball on the restart from Bash goes over the end line. Goal kick coming up for Middletown. And we've got a timeout right now on the field as we've got a, I believe, a timeout for blood on the field.
Well, Brian, let me tell you, today I was at my internist, and my internist, Dr. Bush, asked me, right in the middle of my exam, he asked me, do you know Jason Miller? He goes, Jason Miller's one of my patients. I said, yeah, Jason's playing today. He's listening to the game on Penn Live. I got him to turn it on today, so Dr. Bush is out there listening to Penn Live.
You are such a name dropper.
I'll tell you.
Middletown, after the restart, there will be a substitution. Wildman has to come out, and Matt Moore, a senior defender, comes into the game for Thomas Jefferson. Clock is stopped here in the 50th minute of play, and Wirtz will restart now. Tries to send it up the midfield, but it's won by Gross down the right wing. Rob is working for it, and Makarevich was also there, and a foul is going to be called against Makarevich down the far wing. So a restart for Thomas Jefferson. They will get the indirect kick coming up from the far side of the field on the right wing.
Good job here, Brian, from Joey Bologna dropping back. Middletown getting eight players back in the box, everybody marking up.
And a two-man wall facing Yee. Into the box it goes. Rice got a piece of it, sent right back in and cleared away by Middletown. That was Wirtz who got onto it. Sent it up the midfield. Bash is there, outrunning Rados, but Rados gets around him. Rados on the right wing, waiting for some support. Nutmegs right through Bash. Here comes Rados, diagonal run. Into the box it goes. Makarevich is there and slides out his stick, able to take the ball off of his foot as Makarevich couldn't get it to his left foot.
Well, that was a great move by Joey Rados. Nutmegs, the Thomas Jefferson player, lays a great ball, and Makarevich, we might have to take him to Kmart to buy some a better touch tonight.
Middletown with the ball in their own defensive third of the field. Jason Miller runs onto it, and Morgan Cup will blast the ball, but the ball is deflected, and Jeff Blow is able to clear the ball all the way up, sends it long. Rados will run back to try to, again, pressure Dan Bash. Forces an errant pass as Gallagher onto it. Pelletier flips it over to an overlapping Gallagher down the far side. Bash gets there first and sends it over the far side. And Middletown, we were sent a note, Middletown has tied the goal, record already for goals in a AA state championship game with four goals in this game, and they still have plenty of time to put another one on, although I'm sure at this point, as long as they don't give up four, they won't really mind if they don't have to do that. Bologna, right wing, into the box it goes. Pelletier to his own foot, fires the shot wide of the mark to the right. Could not twist it back in.
Great job by Pelletier. Receives the ball going to his right and taking that shot with his right foot from a strong left-sided player.
I don't think Middletown is going to be able to catch the record for the most goals in all classes we're given by our crack historian, Steve Leedy. Nine goals is the record for goals in a championship game. That was by Coughlin of District 2 in 1997 in AAA as they defeated Cathedral Prep in that one.
Brian, that was an incredible game. National team player in that game. The scores went back and forth, back and forth. Unbelievable. It was like an ice hockey game.
Substitution for Middletown. Jason Miller checks out. Mike Martin into the game for the Blue Raiders. Throw in Middletown on the far side of the field. Pelletier to Rados. Rados brings it back to the midfield area. Into the center circle it goes. Gallagher can't quite track onto it, but does win the ball. Works off Reese. Down the middle he comes. Flips it over to Rados. Down the left side, he's going to chip it to the middle, looking for Pelletier. Deflected away by the Jaguars. That was Lester who was able to step in front of the ball. And Reese will spin the ball long. Jaguars looking to counter, but Middletown has players back. Rob drops it off over on the far side of the field. That's Reese looking to play it back to Rob and cleared out of danger by Ben Rice of Middletown. There's Rados down the left wing at midfield. Plays it back and sent long by the Blue Raiders and out of play. Ben Rice plays it out. There'll be a throw-in coming up for the Jaguars. We are in the quick math. 54th minute of play here from Hershey Park Stadium. Middletown 4, Thomas Jefferson 0. Thomas Jefferson needs a lot of goals, and they need them quick unless somehow the sport of soccer all of a sudden changes the scoring and allows goals to be 4 points each. But right now they need four of them just to tie the Blue Raiders, who have just exploded in the second half after a sole goal by Jeff Blows in the first half. Gallagher, Rados, and Pelletier have Middletown up. And here's Rados once again off of a pass from Gallagher. Brings it to the near wing. Mike Martin is overlapping. Puts it to the right foot. Has a little bit of room. Crosses into the box. Pelletier in front of him was Lester. Heads it away. Bologna, though, tracks it down. Flips it right back to Martin on the right wing. Right side of the box. Ball played high in the air. And it's going to be the first corner kick of the game for Middletown. And who would have thunk Middletown would have a 4-0 lead right now with only this being their first corner kick here in the 55th minute.
Well, Middletown's continuing their accuracy on the frame of the goal. If you notice their shots on the frame versus shots wide, very, very high percentage.
Pelletier's cross into the box it goes. Sent down, but Middletown onto it. Rados flipped it over to Pelletier, but just passed him. He had to hurry that one as he had John Brown, who was tracking him and waiting for an errant touch in the box. And the ball goes over the near sideline. Throw in coming up for the Jags. Ball sent down the right wing, working to more neutral area of the field. Martin able to tow the ball out away from Justin Reese out of play. After the game, we will have interviews with the coaches and players of the Blue Raiders as Middletown just 25 minutes away from claiming their first ever and the Mid-Penn Conference's first ever boys AA soccer championship. And a foul called against Thomas Jefferson at midfield. And Middletown will restart. Morgan Cup will do the honors with the right foot as the right back will toe it up. Let's see where he chooses to play it. Looking for Rados and seeing what Rados wanted to do. Looks for Rados, but the ball played out by Thomas Jefferson up to midfield. There's Reese to the center circle. Dispossessed the ball momentarily as Bartek. He's going to take it to the far side. Gallagher's all over him. Brings it back to the near side. Klein sends it long. And offside is Rob, just a touch behind Ben Rice at the left back. First offside call of the game against the Jaguars.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben was pressuring up in the center of midfield, and luckily Mike Martin tucked behind and covered his spot back there, and that Thomas Jefferson player just a tad offside.
Brian Kaiser along with Coach Carl Wagner. Steve Leedy, our technical engineer, statistician today is Bill Miller. Middletown with a 4-0 lead. Studio producer today is Ian McCourts. Bologna with the ball for Middletown. Makes a diagonal run in a dangerous area. Taken down from behind and is fouled. Middletown will have a dangerous free kick opportunity less than 30 yards from goal. Pelletier to play it. Like to thank one of our sponsors. This game being brought to you commercial free during regulation by Gingrich Memorials. a proud sponsor for this championship game here on WMSS and PennLive.com. Will it be Rados or Pelletier to take this one from about 28 yards out from goal? Facing a four-man wall from the Jaguars, Pelletier chips it far post. Gallagher is there, headed away momentarily, and Yee clears it away. Sent right back in by Miller, but Middletown has the ball cleared all the way back to the center circle, and Wirtz is there to touch it to the far side. Reist slid out by Reese, and it's going to be a throw-in coming up for, it's going to be a throw-in for Thomas Jefferson. Actually, is that, that's James Vandegrift, who's actually in the game for Middletown on the far side of the field, seeing his first action of the game. We're going to see, I would think, if this score stays how it is, we're going to see the entire Middletown bench get a chance to play in the state championship game. Foul called against Gallagher at midfield. His motor hasn't stopped, continuing to body up in the midfield, and that has been so key in this game. Able to win the battles in the midfield, the aggressiveness of Pat Gallagher has been big.
Great observation, Brian. He had to knock some people around there, you know, get the feeling out there, so the presence, so to speak, and that's been a big factor in this game.
Ball headed down. Evan Brown in the box, deflected away right off the shin of Ryan Wirtz and out of play to the near sideline. Any chance that the Jaguars have? I don't even know if Stokes has made an official save yet in this game. He had none in the first half. I don't remember any per se in the second half. He had two in the first half.
Right, okay. I was going to say I'd have to disagree with our statistician, Bill Miller. I'd count that as a save. I hope he marked that one down.
And the ball was backheaded right onto goal, and Stokes was there once again on the near post. A calm touch, and out to the near side comes Middletown. Bologna on the counterattack. Here's Bologna to Rados. A lot of room on the right wing. Right side of the box, Rados carries on, drives, far post, chip too high by Pelletier. He couldn't keep that one down on the frame. A chance for that fifth goal, and Pelletier, chance for his second one. That one goes awry just over the crossbar.
Joey Rados again, schooling those defenders, and just an impeccable serve across, and Pelle just missed knocking it in for the fifth.
So the restart comes up for Thomas Jefferson. Bash will boot it away on the goal kick up to the midfield area. And it goes all the way back to the Middletown defense. Blows back heeled by Bologna. Beautiful ball to Rados. On rushing is Miller. He's going to get a chance to cross. Pelletier. And offside is the call against Middletown. I don't know if it was Pelletier or Miller, but that was very, very close here in the 60th minute.
Well, again, we see the unselfishness of the Middletown players. I'd be yelling on the sideline, Miller, go to goal on that. Don't pass the ball. No one was in front of you. Get a goal, baby.
So it's going to be a restart off the offside for Thomas Jefferson. 50-50 ball won once again by Pelletier, and a foul called against Bartek in the center circle. As starting to see a few heads slip down for this Thomas Jefferson team. Out on the field, they know what the inevitable is with less than 20 minutes left to go, Middletown fans. 4-0, the Blue Raiders over the Jaguars at Thomas Jefferson. The restart works, headed by Gallagher towards the far post, saved by Stick right in front of him once again. There was Pelletier.
That was a great ball by Wirtzy. Very similar to the Dallas goal that Wirtzy and Gallagher hooked up on. Long serve, Gallagher headed it across to Pelletier, who just missed it.
Middletown once again wins the ball in the back. Rados, Pelletier down the left wing. Overlapping is Gallagher, but Pelletier brings it to the near side. Switches the point of attack to a wide-open Jason Miller right side of the box. Steps through one man. Ball cleared by Lyman Guth. Out of the box, up to Wildman. Up to the neutral third it comes, right down the center of the field. To the near side now is Evan Brown. Tips it over as they cross the midfield line to the Jaguars. John Brown with it, puts it to his left foot, and a foul is going to be called against Jason Miller as he grabbed him on the way by. So a restart opportunity for the Jags.
That was a good foul by Jason Miller there. He just made a 50-yard sprint, got behind the ball, and nudged the guy to get a break.
He will send it into the box, headed down by Blows, once again winning a battle in the air. Wildman tracks it down 30 yards from goal down the center of the field, tries to chip it past Bologna. And right there is Pelletier to knock it away. back to a more neutral position is the ball. Up around the center circle now as Lyman Guth taps it over to Bash, who's going to send it back into the Middletown end, but right to the foot of Jason Miller of the Blue Raiders. Middletown with the ball on offense. Here is Bologna to the near wing, drops it back to his defensive back on the right side. That's Morgan Cup. Pelletier into the offensive end he goes. Drills the ball off of Lyman Guth, and the ball sent back by Thomas Jefferson up the midfield. Cup will send it back into the Jaguar end, into their defensive third, and Bash is there, going to boot this ball up high, and one by the head of Evan Brown of the Jags. Center circle. There is Reese, chipping it to the near side. Morgan Cup once again is there, and that's one of those fouls that I think more of the frustration than anything else. John Brown undercutting Morgan Cup, who had dispossessed him of the ball.
Well, Morgan Cup, game in, game out, I think he's one of the unsung heroes for Middletown. You know, anytime a big ball needs to be sent out of the back when they're under pressure, it seems like Morgan Cup gets his foot on it and sends it out 45 yards.
Ball cleared away as Middletown set Pelletier once again long down the far side. Couple substitutions coming in for the Blue Raiders. Joey Bologna is going to get a well-deserved rest over on the right forward position. Dan Nauman comes into the game for the Blue Raiders. Jason Miller also getting some instructions from the coaches, as I think Makarevis just came out. Middletown with the possession. Gallagher knocks his man down. That being Gross, and is called for the foul in the Thomas Jefferson half of the field. I almost want to say Dallas at this point, because this game eerily kind of like the Dallas game, with how Middletown just so sharp against a team that we knew coming in. Dallas was the same thing. We questioned how good the competition were they that they played coming in, an undefeated team. Same thing with Thomas Jefferson coming in. You question how much they'd been tested this year, and we're finding out maybe they are an outstanding team, but Middletown right now is just firing on all cylinders and missing absolutely nothing.
Well, Middletown's been playing great, obviously, and I think, you know, Middletown's been forced to play 80 minutes, and against Radnor, more than 80 minutes. And Thomas Jefferson maybe has had just a little easier time of it. They stayed with Middletown for the first half, but second half, Middletown just turned it up a notch.
Jags with the ball, towed to the middle of the field. Bartek gets around, blows into the box. He goes, worked off the ball nicely by Reist, and the ball cleared by Middletown. I believe that again was Wirtz sending it up the midfield. Yee will send it right back towards the box. Wirtz high in the air to win the header. And to the near side, Gallagher bends the ball over to Miller. He's got a lot of room down the right wing. He crosses the midfield stripe, carrying on with it. Down the wing he goes. Gets around Yee with a beautiful touch to himself, and Bash had to slide that one out of play to keep that one from being another great opportunity for the Blue Raiders here in the 65th minute. Makarevich into the game for Middletown. He's going to check in. He'll check in place of Ryan Ferjanik, who had given Middletown a few other good minutes. Flip throw from Jason Miller into the box, high in the air, headed away. Pelletier will take the shot, deflected away, and played out by Thomas Jefferson up the midfield. Wildman is there. Cup has to run that ball down and does outrun the midfielder, and then is called for the foul down the far wing. And we have an injured Middletown player. That's Jeff Blows, who is down in the box. His shoe is off, and he's stretching out. He's one of those target men anytime Middletown has either a throw or a free kick into the box. One of the two best guys in the air for Middletown. He's stretching things out, and you wonder if it's just a cramp at this point.
Might be just a cramp, but if you notice, Brian, Morgan Cup sprints 55 yards across the field, wins the first tackle going away from us, and then absolutely lays out that Thomas Jefferson player, man of the ball, and foul was called. But that could have been a very dangerous attack for Thomas Jefferson. Morgan Cup, unsung hero today.
While we have a chance with the injury timeout, I'd like to first of all thank one of our other sponsors here on WMSS. This game being brought to you commercial-free during regulation play by Glassmeyer Printing Company of Middletown. Our thanks to that fine business and sponsor for their support once again this season. They've been with us the entire way through the playoffs with these Blue Raiders, and our thanks to them for helping us bring these games to you. Blues walking off the field under his own power, limping just a little bit. He should be just fine. And a substitution into the game for Middletown. Didn't see who actually came in, though, for the Blue Raiders. Did you see who came in? I didn't see who came in. We'll have to figure that out. We'll shake that out in the wash, but restart coming up. Four.
I think Mike Martin on the left flank over there.
Good call. He wasn't in the game before, and now he is. So restart coming up. That's going to be Bash driving the ball into the box, on the ground, shot, and wide of the mark. Wildman missed it wide to the left side. Did not put that ball on frame, and that's one of the big keys in this game. Middletown has put their shots on goal, and so far Thomas Jefferson, even when they have put them on goal, Jeremy Stokes has been up to the task, but they have not been able to put many good attacks on the Middletown net.
Well, I know Jeremy and his defenders want to keep a clean sheet in this final game of their career, so I notice Coach Stitt hasn't subbed the defenders at all.
Ball sent by Yeehan to Middletown, and Wirtz heads it away. Middletown tracks it down. Makarevich to the near side in their own defensive third. There is Miller. Plays it high. Gallagher. Pelletier down the far side, running against Bash. Bash gets around him, and then Pelletier slipped, couldn't get back to the ball, and Bash will blast the ball over the center line. Dummied through by Klein, but Wildman couldn't get there first. It's Morgan Cup once again to win the ball and wins a tackle. And Cup, then in frustration, just asking for a foul back there, is for the second time in a couple minutes, was taken out.
I'll tell you, he was taken out after the play and a little frustration there. He's up 4-0. He does not need to retaliate. Thank goodness the referees did not see that little kick.
And the kick is by Morgan Cup as he sends it up the midfield. Ball sent right back in, though, by Thomas Jefferson into their offensive third. Wildman brings it down now to the right side. Sends it in the middle of the field. Klein with a chance. Ball towed to the left side. Wirtz working with him and knocking the ball away. Great play from Ryan Wirtz, marking Adam Klein right in the box. Had a couple chances, did Klein, and Wirtz was there every time to thwart it. Here comes Middletown on the counterattack. Miller knocked off the play from behind by Brian Bartek. I guess the yellow card really doesn't mean anything anyways at this point, with just 12 minutes and change left to go in the season, so nothing there.
Well, I think the referees have done a pretty good job
today.
I would agree. This has been
a
physical game. These are the best two teams in the state, conceivably, right? Let them play. These are men. They're young men. They need to play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Pelletier will take the restart. Flips it far side. Makarevich couldn't quite get high enough, and the ball headed away by Bash to the left side of the box. Mike Martin will play it for Middletown. Rice will fire a knuckling shot wide of the mark to the left side. Out of play. Couple more substitutions. Chuck Klein going to come into the game for Middletown. And also Joey Bologna back in. He's going to come in for Dan Nauman. And the rest is given also to Jason Pelletier. A well-deserved one from Jason. He's got a goal and an assist tonight. As we now approach less than 12 minutes left to go in this one, and the Blue Raiders, basically a coronation from this point. They get to mark the rest of the way down, as they're going to wear the throne this year in boys AA soccer. They're leading 4-0 in over Thomas Jefferson. Works to the far side, right side of the goal box, and he's fouled. So it's going to be a restart coming up for Middletown in their own end. And Wirtz's ball bends out of play. We're going to time out, though, before that. And we are going to have there's a booking.
That's an old-fashioned booking, encroachment. It was too close to the restart. I'm surprised they actually gave that to him. Ryan Wirtz took the kick immediately and didn't give the player a chance to back up. And generally, referees won't card you.
And Tom Kadelka, that's, I think, what he's trying to say right now. He's a senior playing in his final game for the Jaguars. This is a very young, and that's a red card as he continued to talk to the official the entire way out. So not exactly the way you want to go out as a senior, getting red carded out of the state championship game for running your mouth.
Well, that's disappointing. The referee could have given him a soft red, which would have been, I believe, a yellow and a red holding it up. But I saw a straight red there, so we'll have to count the players and see if they're playing with 10.
So right now, Middletown's going to get a chance to restart with 11 and a half minutes left to go in this one. Recapping the goals to this point, Blows in the ninth minute had Middletown up 1-0 at halftime. Then Gallagher in the 42nd minute, Rados in the 43rd minute, Pelletier in the 45th minute, and Middletown just like that after halftime, within 5 minutes of the second half whistle, had a 4-0 lead after they led just 1-0 at halftime. And we're still stopped right now on the field due to argument going on between the Thomas Jefferson coaches and the linesman. Linesman has had enough of it at this point, walks away. Now he's going to walk back. So it gives us a chance to remind fans that we have a soccer parade coming up, and it looks like you're going to be welcoming and congratulating the state championship winning Middletown Blue Raider soccer team. Again, the parade route starts in Lower Swatara at 2:30. About 3 o'clock, the parade's going to switch venues all the way over to Middletown and Ralton. And finally, we'll end up back at the high school approximately 4 o'clock or 4:15, somewhere in there, where a short ceremony will be held at the high school for the team, and then refreshments will be served after that. And for all intents and purposes right now, it looks like it's going to be a 4-0 victory, at least to this point. It may not end that way, but it looks like it probably is going to be enough for Middletown to win a state championship. And again, we are still stopped in action on the field right now, awaiting a chance to get this thing restarted.
Well, let's see. Are they playing with 10 or are they playing with 11? 2?
I see 10.
I see 10, too. So that was a straight red, which that's what it looked like. Boy, he must have done something bad.
So the ball on the restart sent by Middletown, blows with it in the center circle. Bologna drops it back on the near side, on the near wing to Miller. Makarevich trying to chip past his man. Deflected down by Corey Danzy. Now sent, diagonal run made by John Brown in the box, towed away by Blows and over the end line. It'll be a corner kick coming up for the Jaguars.
Yeah, good possession game from Middletown that caught Matt Makarevich going back into negative space there, and subsequently the turnover.
Short corner, and Gross sends it into the box off of that. Gets it back, left side of the box. Jason Miller knocks it away and deflects it. Bologna does not get the ball away from John Yee. Yee to Brown. About 30 yards out from goal. Now in the center of the field. Shot from Reese is about 30 yards over the crossbar, out of play. So it'll be a goal kick for the Blue Raiders with 10 and a half left to go.
Yeah, Middletown's defense will take that all day. Just stand up back there, mark your man, let Thomas Jefferson shoot from 25 or 30.
So Middletown going to take their time here, as you would expect a team with a 4-goal lead to do at this point. No need to rush things. The goal kick goes to the leg of Bologna, but can't control the ricochet. And Gross will play it back to his defense. Bash right back to Gross. Over to Bash. He's going to send the ball long up towards midfield. Jason Miller is there for Middletown. Toes it towards the middle of the field. Jeff blows high in the air. Into the offensive third. Off the chest of Bologna. Rushing on to it is Gallagher. Chips it over to the near side looking for Rados. But Lyman Guth is there. He's been very quiet in this second half. Understandably so. The backs have not been able to mark the Middletown players whatsoever in the second half. Miller chips it far side. Chance. Rados chips it high in the air, taken down by the goalkeeper, who is sliding out to make a play on the ball, and the ball goes over the crossbar, out of play.
Yeah, that was a good play by the keeper, coming out, sliding out, and Joey Rados just tapped it over the bar, just a little high over the bar.
Actually, that was Chuck Klein over on the far side who had a chance that time. Rados is a player who's coming out now.
Holy.
Pelletier. So Chuck Klein with a chance to get his name in the book. Just missing the shot at midfield, but Middletown right back to the attack. A man up here in the last 9 minutes of play now. Bologna to the middle of the field he goes. Plays it over on the far side. Reist is there. Now drives over to the left wing. Overlapping there. Pelletier into Klein. Klein toes it into the box and forces the ball over the end line just shy of the far post.
I'll tell you, Brian, I think this Thomas Jefferson team, we might see them back next year. They have a lot of underclassmen, and I like the way they play. I mean, Middletown has all those seniors, strong players. They remind me a lot of the Pequay Valley team.
And this Middletown team has four juniors starting on this team. A foul called against the Blue Raiders at midfield. A lot of the senior players are very solid and will leave. Gallagher, Rados, Bologna, Makarevich, both Makarevich brothers, and Ben Rice, Ryan Wirtz, and Jeremy Stokes. All those players will graduate, but still a decent nucleus coming back in Morgan Cup, Jeff Blows, Jason Miller, and Jason Pelletiers. So we may not have heard the last from the Middletown soccer program by any stretch. Bologna with the ball for the Blue Raiders. He approaches midfield. Now plays the ball left foot. Played by Pelletier. Back heels it, trying to get to himself, and now forces the ball over to Bologna. At midfield he goes. He's into the center circle and taps the ball over to Rice. Rice cuts it back. Dispossessed of the ball in the center circle, but Bologna runs onto it. Middletown with the possession. Again, they're up a man after a red card. With about 11 and a half minutes left to go. Here's Miller making a run down the right wing. Has some speed. Trying to work against Yee. Steps the ball back. Dribbling in the corner. Loses the ball, and it's going to be played off of Thomas Jefferson for a corner for Middletown.
Great stuff by Miller. Getting the ball into the corner. Standing on the ball. Wasting a little time. That's what he needs to do, and allow Thomas Jefferson to kick it out for a corner.
Pelletier will take the corner. Mike Martin checks out of the game. Didn't say he came back in for Middletown, but Pelletier into the box it goes, headed away by Thomas Jefferson to the foot of Makarevich, trying to send it back in, drilled it right off the noggin of Pat Gallagher. And it's able to be cleared by the Jaguars up the near side. Blows, tracks it down, flips it long. Pelletier is there on the right wing in the offensive third for Middletown. Miller tries to look for Pelletier, but he had slipped. And the ball sent by Yee over the near sideline out of play.
Brian, I hope Pat already took his SATs, but, you know, you get hit in the head like that, you might lose a few points.
And Bologna down the near side after the throw-in. Ball goes out of play off of Middletown. Throw-in coming up for the Jaguars. So this Middletown team, only blemish on the season. And I'm sure the Fisher McDevitt Crusaders soccer team will take great pride in the fact that they're the only loss on the season for a state championship team, but I think that game may have been one of the keys to the season. This team able to refocus, and they have played just some unbelievably spectacular soccer here in the playoffs.
Well, how many times, Brian, do we see in any sport that, you know, teams that are constantly winning, they come up, they lose a match, then they get refocused, and they go on and win a championship.
Throw in for Thomas Jefferson at midfield. Gallagher stepped in front of it, sends it up across the midfield stripes, and right back in by Yee. Miller at midfield for Middletown. Plays it over to Gallagher in the center circle. He's going to switch the point of attack to the far side of the field. Plays it over to Colin Stout, who's in the game. Rados to Bologna. Bologna chips it down for Pelletier. He's about 25 yards out from goal. And sent away by Thomas Jefferson up to the center circle. Blows with it. Gallagher turns on it. 5 minutes left to go here at Hershey Park Stadium. Middletown 4, Thomas Jefferson nothing. Bologna down the right flank. Goes between three defenders into the box. Bologna crosses and cleared away by Thomas Jefferson at the last second. He just couldn't quite get enough on that last cross. He had done a brilliant job getting through three defenders with a dribble. Some magical stuff from Bologna. Miller on the slide tackle. The safe call is made by the official, which means Middletown is fouled, and it's going to be a possession coming up for Thomas Jefferson.
Well, Brian, I think Coach Brixius from McDevitt, who John Wilsbach interviewed before the game, said it perfectly. He said, Middletown will go as Gallagher goes, and Pat Gallagher has been the stud in the middle today and just been a force out there.
Chance for Middletown. Bologna down the right wing off of a feed from Miller. Trying to get around Yee, and he does. Has a step on him. Crosses into the box. It goes. Headed by Klein. Oh, and a great save by the keeper. Jeff Stick was there to make the save. And actually, that's the backup goaltender for Thomas Jefferson. Cameron Lucas, who made the save. And Chuck Klein, again, with a chance there up front. Put a great head to the ball, and just a great save from Lucas kept it out.
Joey Bologna with the Maradona move, spin right over the top, and here comes Dan Makarevich.
He told me today he could probably give him a few minutes if he needed to, and this is a great time for the senior who has fought off an injury to get back in this game. Gets a great round of applause, and Bologna and Rados out. Ball into the box off the corner for Middletown. Sent high in the air from Thomas Jefferson, and a foul called against Middletown. And Chuck Klein also out of the game. And we have the backup keeper for Middletown into the game, a guy we've heard a little bit about online. Dan Thompson checks into the game for Middletown. So the ball for Thomas Jefferson. We are under 3 minutes left to go here at Hershey Park Stadium. Far side of the field, Thomas Jefferson with the possession. They bring it up the field. To midfield it goes. That is Scott Gross with it in the center circle. Marked by Gallagher. To the near side is Yee. Yee left foots it. Down the field, into the Middletown end, and Ben Reist clears it away up to the center circle. Justin Reese runs onto it. Goes through one man. Not another. That's Jeff Blows blasting the ball all the way back down into the defensive third for the Jaguars. Great hustle from Makarevich as he had just almost gotten around Bash. As Middletown has the brothers Makarevich up front right now. Dan and Matt both playing up front. That was Matt who was actually able to pressure that time. Ball sent into the Middletown end. McGallagher back to backtrack and get that one. Rice loses it. Chance for the Jaguars. Under 2 minutes now left to go in the state championship game. Brian Kaiser along with Coach Carl Wagner. Glad you could join us this afternoon wherever you are to hear the Middletown Blue Raiders on their way to a state championship victory. Jason Miller with it for Middletown. Dispossessed of the ball. Nick Kish for Thomas Jefferson trying to run back to it. Lyman Goof loses it. Dan Makarevich touches it to Pelletier. Pelletier wrestling with Yee, playing a little footsie with it, and Pelletier wins the battle. And then he is dispossessed of the ball by a Jaguar, and here come the Jags on the counterattack. Reese with it. And Middletown able to get it. Ball sent out of play to the far side.
Well, if you notice, Brian, they've moved, Coach did has moved Joey Rados back to right back. So I don't know if Joey's played defender all year. You've seen him more than I.
Well, I really doubt that for the most part. Very offensive-minded player. We're under 1 minute left to go. And the Middletown fans rise to their feet. Their Blue Raiders will be the state champions in just 49 seconds. Pelletier, one last rush. Will they try to set up Makarevich? No, they try to set up Miller. Offside is the call. They tried to hold back and hold back and hold back, and finally Pelletier just couldn't wait any longer for Miller to get onside. 30 seconds left to go.
It's nice to see the two Makarevich boys out there. I know them as Heckle and Jekyll. I don't know what you know them as, Brian.
I know them as Matt and Dan more than anything else. Blows with it. Heads the ball to the near side. Rados is going to play the ball. 12 seconds left to go. Middletown fans, you can start your cheering now. Matt Makarevich touches it. Middletown fans will count it down. 2-1. The Middletown Blue Raiders are the 2001 AA Boys State Soccer Championship. The Blue Raiders 4-0 tonight over Thomas Jefferson, and a just tremendous effort from the entire team. This storybook season comes to a culmination with a happy ending. The Blue Raiders victorious. We're going to step out for a break. We'll have interviews with players and coaches on the field and the award ceremony itself Middletown, you've got yourself your first state champion since 1968. The Blue Raiders soccer team victorious 4-0 live here on WMSS and PennLive.com.